Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, listeners, pay attention and picture this. Imagine a 4x4 grid, so that's 16 boxes total. You have to fill in each box with a single-digit number between 1 and 4. Moving from left to right along the top row, the numbers you put in the first two boxes have to subtract from each other to equal 1. The next two numbers have to divide by each other to equal 2. On the next row, the first two numbers, along with the number that's directly below the first number in the second row, all have to multiply by each other to equal 3. Got that? Okay, probably not. So it's a little easier when you're actually looking at the puzzle, but maybe not that much at first. What are we talking about? It is Ken Ken, the new puzzle game featured in the New York Times, and it's the latest obsession of my next guest, Will Shortz, the crossword editor for the Times, puzzle master at NPR, and all around smarter than you kind of guy, at least smarter than me. He's here to talk about Ken Ken crosswords and the upcoming American Crossword Tournament taking place right here in the city this weekend. Hello, Will Shortz. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks a lot.
And Will has also offered in the short time that he'll be on this morning to do a little puzzle with you throughout this interview. So he'll present it, and if you want to call in and play this morning's puzzle with Will Shortz, it's 212-433-WNYC. That's our on-air number, not our pledge number. We'll never ask you for money when you're on the air. 212-433-9692. You want to introduce your puzzle for today, and then we'll talk about Ken Ken?
Sure. Try this little challenge. Think of two words, each starting with the letter C, as in Charles, and each ending in T, as in Thomas, that are opposites. And I'll tell you, both words have seven or fewer letters, and they're exactly opposite in meanings. What are they?
Two words, seven letters each.
Seven letters or fewer.
Or fewer, sorry. Each beginning with the letter C, ending with the letter T, and opposite in meaning?
That's right.
Okay, there you go. If you can figure that out, folks, you got about 10 minutes. 212-433-WNYC. That's a little less time than you usually have after hearing them on Sunday mornings. So is Ken Ken basically Sudoku but with actual math involved?
That's a good way to describe it. Ken Ken has a lot of the same logic as Sudoku, excuse me, but you do have to add, subtract, divide, and multiply.
You didn't invent this, right?
Right. It was invented by a man named Tetsuya Miyamoto. He's a math teacher in Japan, and he created this puzzle for his students. His philosophy of education is that you don't teach students. You make the tools of education available to them, and if those tools are powerful enough, the kids will want to learn, and in fact, they will learn better than if you were instructing them. So, and he invented this puzzle to inspire his students.
So this is a tool for teaching math.
Yeah, it is. I hate to say that. You know, I do it because I love it, because it's just a fun exercise. But it actually is good at brushing up, improving your arithmetic, especially for kids.
Why do you love it? Do you get a different charge out of this than doing a crossword puzzle, which I know you really love, or doing Sudoku?
Yeah, Cora, I'm the kind of guy who likes just about any kind of puzzle. I particularly love crosswords are probably my first love, and word puzzles in general. But I'm crazy about Sudoku, and now I'm crazy about Ken Ken.
All right. Robert in Fresh Meadows thinks he has the answer to your puzzle with the words beginning with C, ending with T, seven letters or less, and they're the opposite of each other. Robert?
This is actually submitted, Brian, more for mildly, very mildly humorous value. Closet and come out.
Even though come out is two words. Well, I love it. I love it.
You know.
Unless,
but it occurred to me, right away.
That's good. And I would suggest you could use it as a verb and make it one word, you know?
Yeah, well, I had my
come out in 2002 when I told my parents.
You mean as a noun?
You're right.
And if
you're
it became
right,
a noun
course,
like that,
noun.
Eventually it would close up, as they say, and become one word. So thank you. You made my entry better than it was.
Okay, but thank you. But that's not what you were thinking of, Will, right?
No, but style points for that.
Lori in Short Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lori.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
How about teach and cheat?
Will.
No, that's a different puzzle, actually. That was I used Teach and Cheat on NPR a year or so ago. But no, both words have to start with C, and both have to end in T.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Miriam in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Miriam.
Hello.
So you have an answer to this?
I believe it's consent or contest.
Wow, that's not my answer. Let me think about this. Consent and contest. Now, what are we talking about, nouns or verbs here?
I consent to this or I contest what you said.
Well, there's the problem.
Pretty
good. You consent to, though. It needs the, I don't think are exactly the same because consent needs the word to. Consent to end contest.
Or here's my consent, or I contest. Well,
yeah,
one is agreeing, one is opposing.
Pretty picky, Will.
I'm a tough guy.
Pretty picky. Okay, I think Sarah in Montclair, and oh, look, we're getting a caller from Chicago who I think also has it. Sarah?
Yes, hi.
Hi. You know what? Can we put Chelsea in Chicago on the other line? Wait a minute. Since I think you both have the right answer, and we don't get a lot of calls from Chicago, let's see if we can put Chelsea up on this other line. Okay, Chelsea in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, I'm Sarah's roommate.
Get out of here. Okay, so we'll let Sarah tell the first word.
I'll say first that this is the way that we remember the spelling of a particular state's name in our family. So
that's
connect as the first word.
That's right.
And so, Chelsea, the second word is?
Cut.
Will?
That's correct. And you put an I between those two words, you get Connecticut.
And they
good
are
job.
Connect and cut. And they are the opposites, and they both start with C and end with T and have less than seven letters. Now, wait, is this a coincidence? Or did you... Are you really roommates and you put each other up to calling at the exact same time?
Well, I don't have any roommates, but I'm happy to hear that I'm on with Will Shorts and I'm impressed with somebody calling from Chicago.
Oh, I see. Chelsea, what is going on with you?
Oh, I thought my roommate loves NPR too, and I thought she was calling in.
But you, okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
But anyway, Chelsea, thank you very much. Sarah, thank you very much. And you got the answer right. Will, Connecticut, did you expect people rather than from Chicago, let's say from Hartford, to know that as something they learn when they're kids?
I don't think most people know this. Even people in Connecticut don't seem to know this little fact about their state's name.
All right, let's preview the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which is this weekend right here in New York City, in which you will preside over. Describe the scene for us.
Yeah, it takes place at the Brooklyn Bridge Marriott, and it goes all weekend. The main competition is Saturday morning and afternoon and Sunday morning. There will be over 600 contestants from all over the United States, Canada, and also Europe. There's a series of crosswords that range from easy to hard. Each puzzle has a time limit of 15 to 45 minutes. You score points for accuracy and speed, and the top three contestants come to the ballroom stage Sunday morning at 11 o'clock to play off on giant boards while everyone watches.
And we have links on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to Ken Puzzles if you haven't seen them yet. We have a link to a video of last year's New York Times, American Crossword Puzzle Tournament Finals. Is it a spectator sport?
The playoffs are 11 o'clock Sunday morning. They're done on stage. The contestants wear headsets to block out outside sounds. And the event is announced just like a sporting event. Neil Conan, who hosts Talk of the Nation on NPR, does color commentary, along with Merle Riegel, who creates the crosswords for the New York Observer and other newspapers. They're both very funny. They give insightful comments about the puzzles. And it's just a great show.
What do you actually watch? I guess you watch Neil Conan do his color commentary. Because you don't actually, do you have a screen overhead? Do you, say, 24 down, seven letters. We know the third letter is C.
Well, the playoff contestants are standing up. They're standing in front of boards that are about 4 by 4 square feet. So, yes, you can actually see the letters that the people are filling in.
Here's a question on our webpage from Nick, who asks, can you ask your guest about how crossword puzzles are generated today and how that may have changed? And why are they usually symmetrical? Are they usually symmetrical?
Yes, I'll answer the second part first. Virtually all crosswords are symmetrical, which means that if you rotate the diagram 180 degrees, the pattern of black squares will look the same as it did right side up. And the reason for that is visual appeal, aesthetics. A puzzle that's symmetrical is going to be more inviting to the solver and more likely to draw the solver in.
Now,
and what was the first part of the question?
How crossword puzzles are generated today.
Right.
Are they computer generated?
Well, when I started in crossroads years ago, 1970s, they were all done by hand. Nowadays, a lot of puzzle makers, probably a majority, use computer assistance. And that doesn't mean that the computer makes the puzzle, but the computer can suggest possibilities, and then the human decides what answer he wants and what he doesn't. And also, the human can come up with things that are not in the computer's database to make for an especially lively puzzle.
Okay.
So there's interaction between a human and a computer now.
So our listeners know you from Weekend Edition Sunday. They know you from the New York Times crossword puzzle. Maybe they know you from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. But a lot of our listeners probably don't know you from your cameo on The Simpsons.
Dad, I know this is crazy, but did you plant a message to me in the New York Times crossword puzzle?
Well, I had a little help from this guy.
New York Times crossword editor Will Shorts! And master puzzle constructor Merle Regal.
I actually wrote that crossword.
And I edited it. Now get back to crosswording.
Yes, sir.
Now, be honest, Will, where does your appearance on The Simpsons last fall rank among your accomplishments?
Oh, that's right up there. I tell you, the best thing ever was the documentary Wordplay a few years ago. To have a documentary film made about you, that's got to be the ultimate compliment.
Yes.
But The Simpsons was fantastic.
All right. We'll be listening on Sunday morning. We'll be looking in the New York Times. And this weekend, for those of you interested, Will presiding with Neil Conan and others over the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament here in New York. Will, it's been really fun. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned, more to come.